Edition of America Tonight. Sometimes you don't you just want to scream? You know that famous, one of the world's most recognizable images? It would be Edward's Munch's The Scream. It sold Wednesday for $119 million. $119 million. At an auction in New York City. I've seen that many, many times. I remember as a kid seeing it, I don't remember, somewhere, in some classroom, something, and immediately you think of the guy with just holding his head. And I'll tell you what, relating to The Scream right here from the get-go of ATN, there are things that make you want to scream, aren't there? They make you want to rant. So we have a new thing called The Daily Rant. Get Press 4. It's our app. Orange with a white 4 in the middle. That's how you can tell you're in the right direction. You can go to the website, americatonight.net. I'm so excited about this tool. Go to americatonight.net. And right there on the front, you can download. There's a link to click on. You won't miss it. Click on that, and it takes you right there. It's free. Once you download it, anytime during the day, night, whatever, you want to rant about something, you want to get that scream out, you can go ahead and do it. And you just might make it on the airwaves. Yep. Give us your best 20-25 seconds. All right, speaking of making you want to scream, the John Edwards trial continues to be the thing that has all of North Carolina and beyond twittering. And it really does have big implications because you think, well, why start with John Edwards? Well, you have Newt Gingrich, boom, out of the race for the Republicans. We knew this. He dragged out dramatically his exit from the race. He owes a bunch of money, just under $4 million, which he'll find a way to pay, and they're done, and it's on to other things. So Mitt Romney is the last guy left standing, unless Ron Paul decides to run on a Libertarian ticket, which is a possibility with the former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson. There are a lot of people that are floating that trial balloon, thinking that could be an intriguing and deadly combination. It's not unheard of that somebody can throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing, and I think Ron Paul could probably still do it. John Edwards knows about running for office, and he wanted to do it so badly he covered up all kinds of things. This was back in 2008, as you all know. His wife, who was riddled with cancer, was, of course, out there stumping for votes for John Edwards while he was fooling around with Ryle Hunter, a videographer who was filming John Edwards along the way on the campaign trail. You know the rest of the story. She gets pregnant, hidden away by his aide, and then the whole story bites him when the National Enquirer publishes it, saying that this is the love child, John Edwards' love child. So John Edwards' daughter, Kate, left the courtroom in tears as his former aide testified about how Edwards' wife became distraught when she found out he was still having an affair with Ryle Hunter. Elizabeth Edwards, as it was described, collapsed in a ball in an airport parking lot, tore off her shirt in a fit of anger. And, of course, as I mentioned, she was dying of cancer, and she had previously discovered her husband's fling with Hunter on his presidential campaign back in 2006. She demanded that she be fired and that it be ended, but he secretly continued to fool around with her, and then there was the pregnancy that I mentioned in 2007. So Christina Reynolds, an advisor on the Edwards campaign, who was also close to Elizabeth Edwards, was subpoenaed. She told the court about her reaction, Mrs. Edwards' reaction, when her suspicions of her husband's infidelity was confirmed. And so Kate Edwards just got up and left the courtroom, and, you know, because she was so upset by all of this. But this was the emotional part. The bottom line is, did he pay the dough through the people who were the rich heiress and another rich guy from Texas. Did that money get funneled into an account for the woman that he was fooling around with? If convicted of illegally using campaign money to keep Ryle Hunter hidden, he faces up to 30 years in prison. What do you think? I'm all about the odds and trying to look into the crystal ball. What do you think the odds are that he does prison time? You know, I'm going to say the odds are pretty good. I think he does go to prison, and what a shame in one sense that is, because Edwards has the two younger children, his adult daughter who's been through the loss of a beloved brother, a mother to cancer, this whole affair trotting out everything in the Edwards background. And then Edwards ultimately with a very good chance to go to prison. So there were all these demands and all these other wild, crazy, nutty things as a part of what seemed to be this whatever year-long relationship. But the bottom line is, it's about the money. Did they take the money, cover it up, and use the money for a woman who had nothing really to do with his campaign? And what do you think the odds are that he does jail time? Like I said, I think the odds are pretty good that that he ends up doing jail time. I do. I think he ends up being convicted of this. So, Newt Gingrich, as I said, steps away from the campaign. Will he give Mitt Romney his endorsement or not? It could only help Romney if Gingrich tries to sway some conservatives in the direction of Romney. And will he do it, though? Will he do it is the question. He's already hinted that he would do that. So you assume that he'll be out there, and when asked about it, he'll back up the Romney campaign at this point, and probably even more than Rick Santorum. So it's all about that endorsement. We've talked about that before. And as I am cramming a few interesting things here at the top, because I couldn't wait to jump on the air, this, for all of you who are gun lovers, will approve of this. The Florida governor, Rick Scott, rejected a request by Tampa's mayor to allow the cops to ban guns from the city's downtown during the Republican National Convention. And, of course, that's the right thing to do if you believe in the Second Amendment. You can't do that. Can't do it. So Mayor Bob Buckhorn said these conventions and guns have coexisted since the birth of our nation, and they're going to do so during the 4 days in Tampa, starting on August 27th. We will be there broadcasting live. America Tonight goes on the road, and we'll bring you all the sights and sounds of that convention. You'll have a chance to call in, too, and ask questions and talk about what's happening and all that good stuff. And if you have our app, Press 4, you'll be able to leave some questions for some people that I'll be interviewing when I'm down there just off of the floor. So how about that? By the way, new applications for concealed gun permits have quadrupled since 1998. Florida has some of the most lenient gun laws in the United States, with about 6.5% of all adults licensed to carry a concealed weapon, according to some of the recent state documents I happen to see. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Tonight, don't be shy. You can belly up and certainly sound off, throwing your two cents on a couple of things. Let me give you the number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you have a memory like I do, although I think this new number is still very snappy and simple, download our app, press 4. And once you get that app, it's free. You can go to my website, americatonight.net. There's a link to click on, boom, download the app, and then call in. Just hold it up to your ear and say, America Tonight, keyword call. How easy is that? And if you have a rant like the Scream, as I was saying, that was auctioned for a record $119.9 million, if you want to rant in a different way, you can do it any time during the day simply by calling in and saying, America Tonight, rant. A lot of people ranting over Mitt Romney and a gay aide. Let me tell you this tale. I got three letters today, one from Jessup, one from a guy named Bob, and one from a woman named Carlene. I didn't recognize really any of them as people who have emailed the show before, and that's cool because we invite everybody to either sound off, whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, or to send us an email. I don't care about your stripes. I just care that you have opinions. So let me tell you the Romney story first if you haven't heard it. Mitt Romney was getting ready to do a conference call last week. And it was dialed into by tons of news outlets from all over the place, not just the United States. And what he was going to do was rip President Obama's record on national security. But Richard Grenell, who is the political strategist who helped organize the call, who was hired to oversee communications, was gone. It turned out he was home in L.A. listening in, but very, very upset. A few minutes earlier, a senior Romney person had delivered a directive to him, according to a bunch of people that were involved in this call. Follow along. I'm giving you the strokes. I'm giving you the broad strokes. And the campaign requested that he not speak on the call and that it was best to lay low for now. Turns out Grenell was all of a sudden radioactive to the campaign. And the reason why is he is a foreign policy expert, but he's somebody who's gay and known for his support of same-sex marriage. So, and you get, and how they didn't know this, because you think about it, he had a nasty kind of throwdown with Rachel Maddow and a couple of other people. So he's known to dust it up, and he's been a guest on lots of different shows. So Christian conservatives certainly aren't going to like this, and they bit back. Why is this guy on the staff? That kind of thing. So Grenell was on the team helping Romney with foreign policy for a very short time. But he said he felt ostracized and marginalized by what had happened there. The people around Romney insist they did everything they could to keep him from resigning, sending the campaign's highest officials to try to persuade him that they valued his expertise and that everything would die down. So Rick Grenell bolts. He insisted when he sought support from the people who entrusted him with the role that they seemed to be focused on quieting a political storm that would detract from Romney's message and his appeal to a very core key of the constituents he needs. So it wasn't about whether Rick Grenell was gay is what the Republicans are saying, the advisor is saying, but they didn't want to confront the religious right. So, wow, how about that? And he's been with the campaign just a short time, like I said, April. He had been a spokesperson for the United Nations under four different ambassadors during the Bush administration. So other people were blowing off what his sexual preference was and his preference for, I mean, the politics that he is involved in, but same-sex marriage. So here's what I got, and this is my point. Jessup writes in and says, wow, the Republicans are just a bunch of snobby, inane morons. How could they be so stupid? Did they realize he was a flaming homosexual? Did they never see him on the air anywhere? What do you expect? Then I got this one from Bob who says, shame on the Romney people for trying to shut up the gay foreign expert. Too bad, so sorry, but they're the ones who hired him. Like they didn't know that? Like they didn't know that? And then one final one saying that they did the right thing in the campaign because, as you have said many times, Ms. Delaney, it's about shoring up all the different fractions of the party. If they even have a chance to go anywhere, they have to have everyone behind Romney, not different flavors of Republicans saying they aren't going to vote for him because that does not help get Obama out of office. So it is a good fair or foul. And here's the odd part, though. The odd part is that Grenell had worked for Republicans. You heard me say that. And he was part of the Bush administration. So it's not a secret. Why would the Romney people then be shocked when they find out he's gay and that he's not for same-sex marriage? If that was going to be an issue, why did they hire him? He said, and Grinnell said that the comments were hurtful and the campaign privately dismissed the issue. Wow. I mean, that's all I can say is if they knew it was going to be an issue, because that's what happens, then they shouldn't have gone in that direction in the first place. Hello? Of course they're going to get some blowback for that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Should it matter? Should it matter? And how disastrous could this prove to be for Romney? I mean, how much does this firestorm over a gay aide play into who's going to vote for him and who's not going to vote for him? Does this make some people who were going to vote for him say, oh, no, forget about it. I'm not going there. I'm not going to do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We come back on the flip side. Sad news from the world of football. Junior Seau, who always had a quick clip for you whenever you saw him on the tube, but when you would ever pass him anywhere, I passed him in a hallway and had him on a show once, and he was just as friendly. Takes his own life, it looks like, and you just shake your head and say, wow, what possibly caused that? But we have some reaction from a couple of different people about the passing of Junior Seau, who, you know, wasn't even 45 and took his life, had three kids and an ex-wife, tweeted them that he loved them, and then decided that, no suicide note, whatever, but decided to shoot himself, end his life. So something was definitely going on with Junior Seau. I'll tell you, he'd retired and he'd done such a fine job when he was commentating on the sidelines. I thought it was really, really good. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Don't forget, in our third hour of our next show, Friday morning, your chance to nail the Kentucky Derby. We thought it'd be fun to do our little contest for win, place, and show. So if you have the numbers in the right order, the post positions were already drawn, then you'll win our wonderful prizes, and you have bragging rights. How can you beat that? 855-266-KATE or 855-266, let me give you the numbers, 5283. You can weigh in on a lot of the different things that we've been talking about, or something else. Let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Yo, Jeff, what's shaking?
Oh, nothing much. Just this nice early summer weather here.
Cool.
Yeah, well, not exactly. It's still 80.
Oh, if 80's okay, then at night, I know where you are, I kind of know that area, and it's pretty at night.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's this news about Andrew Breitbart's coroner dying of arsenic poisoning? Have you heard about that?
I heard that something happened to the coroner, but I thought that that was, I thought it was originally floated as a hoax, and then they were going to investigate it.
I've heard recently that arsenic was confirmed in the blood.
Wow. So what do you think that's about? You know what's so sad? Andrew Breitbart, I had just met him in New Hampshire. I one of his friends was at Radio Row when I was there, and I had a nice chat with him. And I don't know if I posted it on the website, but I got a picture with him, and he was all excited about some of the projects he had going on.
I've never had the honor of meeting him, but I was just reading about this. And I thought, is this true? And then I haven't heard anything about it being debunked or a hoax.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not a hoax then, but it died out. There was some chatter about it. There was a few little blurbs. And then it was never completely nailed down,
well,
I thought.
Number 8 on Yahoo.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I mean, what do you think that's about? That somebody just went after him?
I don't know. I mean, what could be an accident about arsenic.
There is no accident. That's what you're right. I mean, if somebody would have poisoned him.
I mean, he is a coroner that works for the police. I mean, it could have been another. It could have been a coincidence that he was working on. I mean, how many other cases could he be working on?
Yeah, a handful, but not. Yeah, it's very strange.
I was wondering if you heard about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I talked about Breitbart when it first happened, when he first died. Very sad. He's on my Facebook. If you friend me on Facebook, they still left Andrew's stuff up there, and he was writing some interesting things. His wife has, I think his wife or somebody working for him has continued to do that. But, you know, it is one of the oddest. He's right about that. It is one of the oddest stories that was never really nailed down, though. That's why I thought it was a hoax, because it was floated out there, and then it died down, and something like that, you have to think it was intentional. You know, otherwise, how does that turn up? I mean, how does that turn up? And it was pretty suspicious. It was a couple of days ago that they were talking about the shock in the autopsy report about what happened with Breitbart. They think it was, you know, that his coroner was maybe poisoned to death. And the thing that I saw was, the little blurb I saw, I want to say, was in an L.A., which makes sense, it was in an L.A. blog somewhere. So you have a known hard right conservative who has a blowout blog, who had made a name for himself, who was a media mogul, really, who was talking politics to all kinds of people. That's how I ended up talking to him when we were in New Hampshire, and you know, he died at all of a sudden he had some kind of a heart attack where he had just been chatting to people that he had bumped into in a bar, and he collapsed like bricks when he was walking home in Westwood, and this happened at the beginning of March. Now what he's talking about there, his coroner died 2 months later, of course, older, in his 60s, and they're looking into possible foul play. I guess the reason why there hasn't been much about it is because they're doing toxicology tests on his body. The guy's name is Michael Cormier, and police say that he might have died from arsenic poisoning. So you have people like WorldNet Daily that are saying, you know, that Breitbart's coroner was poisoned to death, and then there's a question mark after it. This is a very odd story. I mean, two very strange things happening. First Breitbart, and then the whole thing with the coroner. So, wow. Coming up on America Tonight, numbers, numbers, numbers. You know, we love our numbers, and we'll chase those numbers with another edition of We Can Count. Well, we told you about this story really the second it happened, because my brother is an attorney in Florida. We had him on the show a couple of times, and he said that he had heard almost immediately before even the story broke that they were considering taking guns away in Tampa while the convention was going on. And the Florida governor, Rick Scott, said no way. It was a request by Tampa's mayor to allow the people there, the cops, to ban guns from downtown during the Republican convention in August. Tampa's mayor, Bob Buckhorn, you know, was asking about it, and, you know, it was part of the conversation with the Stand Your Ground law. The problem is, and this is what the Republican governor said, it's unclear how disarming law-abiding citizens would better protect them from the dangers and threats posed by those who would flout the law. And I think that makes sense. It was just, you know, you would need locals, you would need Scott's permission to enact a restriction, temporary restriction, after they passed a law last year that really prohibits local governments from adopting gun ordinances that are stricter than the state. And Florida has easy gun laws. So they've banned a whole bunch of things from around, because they're, of course, worried about security, from around the convention center, which would include water guns and poles and pieces of wood. But the thing that's noticeably absent is the whole gun thing. And what Buckhorn said is, in this contentious environment surrounding the RNC, a firearm unnecessarily increases the threat of imminent harm and injury to people who live here, and to visitors of coming to the city. And in North Carolina, they're facing the same thing, although the laws, the gun laws in North Carolina are different from Florida. Guns can't be carried at demonstrations or in a parade in North Carolina, but they're allowed if there's no demonstration. And the Charlotte City Council in January passed an ordinance allowing it to ban dozens of things that could be used as weapons during the convention. It makes sense because the concern is over, will somebody do something, you know, will somebody do something crazy in Tampa or in Charlotte? But it goes back to the heart of the argument that we have all the time, and I say this, I am a guns right person. The reason why, just one of the many reasons why, is how can you take away, taking away a right is dangerous. So if we take away the Second Amendment rights, I think it makes it that much worse for people who worry about whether or not guns are plentiful on the street. The answer is they would just be as plentiful, only somebody would be making some serious money off of the guns that would be then illegal. Well, the 10-year security deal that Barack Obama signed with Afghan President Hamid Karzai contains a lot of promises, promises that people are trying to now see if they can really be met, including that the United States and Afghanistan can't guarantee they will keep the loopholes for both nations. They can't guarantee they'll even keep the agreement. Wow, so that's an interesting agreement, isn't it? I hope we can keep this agreement. We're going into it with a good spirit. The deal allows either nation to walk away on a year's notice. So that could allow the next president or the next leader to say, forget it, to scuttle the deal negotiated by the predecessor, whoever the predecessor was before either one of them. And the worrisome part to me is that there's still some vague deadlines and things connected to it, plus the fact that of the funding. Of course, in Afghanistan, why are they going to boot up the United States? They're going to take all the money they can. But will all the money that we spend, the $5 or $6 million, is it going to really work? Is it going to work to help this government get on its feet with both the police force and with a strenuous security force? Or is the answer no, we're squandering money? And also, who's in charge of the money? Are we going to know where all that money's going? That's been a big problem in the past, a huge problem in the past. So does the agreement have merit, or is it all wet? I'll say it again. I think we should have gotten out of Afghanistan in the first place when we had the chance to declare victory after getting bin Laden. But that's not what happened. So this continues to go on and on and on. And we cut deals with one of the crookedest guys that I could possibly think of, Hamid Karzai. You think he's going to be concerned about keeping up his end of the deal?
know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Cake. The college student that was picked up in a drug sweep in California, have you heard about this? He was never arrested, never charged, and probably should have been released, right? Instead, he was tossed in a holding cell for 4 days and says he had to drink his own urine to stay alive, saying he had hallucinations. Can you say money? Although I'm sure he would have rather gotten out of the cell. What were they thinking? So food, water, access to a toilet? Hello? Daniel Chong didn't get any of that. He did an interview with the Associated Press, I think, after he was finally released and described what had happened to him. And he said he ripped the walls and waited for the room to flood for some reason. This is 3 days after he left the hospital, where he was treated for a couple of things, and dehydration and kidney failure, and, you know, he said he was hallucinating. So his attorneys filed a $20 million claim against the Drug Enforcement Administration, saying his treatment constitutes torture under U.S. and international law. Oh, I know what you're thinking. He did nearly die. If it had been a few more hours, at least he would have really been on IVs and everything else. I don't know. This is very troubling. How did this happen? I'd say it's pretty unheard of. I can't remember ever reading anything like this. How did they wind up getting him and making such a big, stupid mistake? All right, speaking of a stupid mistake, how about this tanning booth incident with a mother who now has been arrested for taking her daughter to the tanning booth? And how old was her daughter? 5 years old. 5 years old. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, New Jersey state law prohibits kids under the age of 14 from tanning booths. Children between 14 and 17 have to be accompanied by an adult. That definitely makes sense to me, rather than put them in that situation. So she's from New Jersey. She says it's a big misunderstanding. She says that she took her daughter with her so that the child wasn't exposed to any of those UV rays, all this other stuff, and that there wasn't much to it. But she was charged with felony child endangerment. She was released on a $25,000 bond. She did take her daughter there. She did put her in that situation, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out in the end. Was it just a big mistake, or was there something a little bit more to it that she's leaving out? Some of the side details that we don't know, I guess, at this point. All right, one thing we do know is Los Angeles Angels pitcher Jared Weaver pitched a no-hitter. It was the second in the majors in less than 2 weeks. Woohoo! So he leads the Angels to a 9-0 win over the Minnesota Twins, and it was huge. And maybe this is a turning point for the Angels. They needed something, I think, to charge them, and this could be exactly what they needed. For some reason, Newt Gingrich dragged out the official announcement to the end of his campaign, that he was ending his campaign. Even though it looked that way 3-4 weeks ago, it definitely was that way last week, but for some reason they continued with a couple more days and stops and then pulled the plug on it just by saying, today I'm suspending the campaign, but it doesn't mean I'm suspending my citizenship. And he thanked everybody that at one point was a candidate, and he thanked South Carolina, where he won the Republican presidential primary. And, you know, he had broken the tradition of always picking the nominee, so that's why he thanked South Carolina partly. And he said, remember at one point, I was thinking of lines that Gingrich said. The one that sticks out to me is when he said, there's a lot of bunny rabbits who run through, but I would say I'm the tortoise. I just take one step at a time. He played off of that for a couple of news cycles anyway, about the differences, about how he was able to react. The question becomes, how many Gingrich supporters do end up going the way of Mitt Romney, because whatever runoff he can take, I'm sure he'll get. And speaking of Romney, pro-Romney super PAC began 4.3 million ad buys, because they know they're going to have to start pouring in the ad to help him unseat President Obama. It's called Restore Our Future. It's a political group that's put in play by several former Romney top advisors. And they're putting the ads out in several key swing states. You might be living in one of those swing states. And I just kind of wonder, do you get tuned out to the commercials, or do you pay attention to what they're saying in the commercials? I think that people pay more attention to the commercials than they want to admit. The ads are short if they're put together well. I think people pay attention to them. You'll be stunned by this. Ann Romney is also out there stumping for votes on her own and doing, you know, whatever she has to do to get the word out. whether they're separated or together. And she wore a blouse. She wore a blouse the other day on an ABC News program, and it was nearly $1,000. And they found who the designer was because people wanted to have that blouse that she had on. And it retails for $990. $990. Wow. How many people can run out and say that they have that kind of shirt? I'm going to say not too many. It goes to the, whoops, we want to be relatable to the people we're trying to get to vote for us. Not put people in a position where they admire a piece of clothing we have, and then we tell them our mere shirt or blouse cost $1,000. $1,000. This is one of the funniest stories I've ever read. I laughed out loud when I read this story, and I think you're probably going to have the same reaction. I thought I misread it. I thought, wow, I haven't had my coffee yet, because that's what happens after I crash. Probably like many of you. What do? Drink a cup of coffee after your 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep or however long. And the story is about this eighth grader from Maine who launched an online petition asking 17 Magazine to stop photoshopping. To stop photoshopping so everyone looks so skinny and beautiful. And Julia Blum is her name, and she's become this little crusader against airbrush ads. Good girl. She traveled to New York City to lead a protest which was set up like a mock photo shoot on the doorsteps of the offices of Hearst Corporation. Of course, they pump out a bunch of magazines. So, good for her. She's getting some attention for that, to be sure. They had a competition called Give Girls Images of Real Girls, and I guess that's what that's about. No airbrushing. Boy, there are some of us that probably really still like airbrushing, but if you look at photographs of those that are airbrushed and those that aren't, man, is there a big difference. I gotta say, there is a huge bit of difference. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, you're driving home from the plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. Woohoo! We have a contest for you. Kentucky Derby contest. Win, place, show. We find out what the post positions are, go through it, and all you have to do is pick some numbers. So you pick three numbers. It's not even two, so it's three numbers. 1, 2, and 3, 3, 6, and 7, whatever it is, but they gotta come in first, second, and third. So not easy to do, my friends.